Donald, did you get your new GT shipment?
Yeah, man. Especially that Aquakeef, man. I love it. I love it. I love it to death.
And Gingerberry and Gingerade and Trilogy.
GT's really got it down when it comes to quenching my thirst and filling my body with probiotics.
GT is great for your gut because it has probiotics in it. And a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, improve your mood, your skin, and just your overall health. So you can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Get ready to laugh and learn. I'm Nick Smith.
I am Flamin' Road. I am he, she, we. He cash a check, she make the money, we spend it.
Laugh and Learn is a weekly podcast bringing you the latest headlines, keeping you politically informed, mixed in with a little pop culture. You never know what you're going to hear. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Find Laugh and Learn on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Now every customer, both new and existing, get the same great deal on the best devices.
Hey, 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 it's your girl, Love Sue Haiti here with a brand new podcast, Love Sue Haiti Talks the Raw, here on Jay Volvid. And let me tell y'all something, I'm feeling a little raw today. And I'm not talking down there, in my vaginal area. I'm talking about my emotions taking me over. I don't know if it's that time of the month, I'm looking at the calendar. Actually, I don't know if it's that time of the month because my TMI, but I am the queen of TMI, my monthly cycle is out of whack because of my prolactin levels, which I will hopefully learn this week. Oh my God, wait, it's Thursday? I got to call my endocrinologist. I forgot to call my endocrinologist for my blood work results. So yes, I got blood work done last week. I've been seeing an endocrinologist because after baby boy Evan was born, guess what? Besides the brain hemorrhage and all this crap and shingles, my prolactin levels, which it's associated with a pituitary gland in your brain. So obviously I was freaked out like, oh my God, I have a tumor, which is actually one of the reasons why a woman's prolactin levels increases. My prolactin levels were tripled where they were supposed to be. Maybe quadruple. I'm bad at math. It was, they're supposed to be like 22 to 30 something if you're not pregnant. Mine's were at 241. Oh, no. Four, I reverted. Dyslexia too? What is wrong with me today? 421. So you do the math. It's not good. High prolactin levels, a non-pregnant woman can cause infertility. And even though I have one baby and I'm like, oh my God, how do women do more than one baby? How do women have more than one baby even with a partner? Shit is hard to be a mother. So challenging, especially when your baby doesn't nap. And my baby doesn't nap, but he does sleep through the night. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Evan, for sleeping through the night. Even though for the last couple of days, he's been waking up at 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. It's been a week, people. So I'm emotional. Emotions taking me over. Hence, this conversation that I'm having with all of you. Happing. Maybe that means that I'm going to be happier. Having with all of you. So I have to talk to my endocrinologist, see what's up with my prolactin levels. Maybe they're so high. Maybe that's why I'm emotional also. And yesterday I literally was in my room crying and bawling like a little bitch. because I'm exhausted. Yes, I'm working so hard to try to really build this life for myself and my family and my baby. And just, it's so much pressure being a mompreneur. It's so much pressure being a first generation American. Shout out to my immigrants or people who come from immigrants, which is everybody, Donald Trump. It's America. So it's been a rough couple of weeks. I've been trying to get more jobs, trying to get more gigs. After I got sick, everything kind of fell apart work-wise, and I'm happy to report that I'm going to be working with Latina again because that fell off because of some just changes on their end in terms of, you know, employees and change of management and stuff that's outside of my control. So I'm happy that I'm probably going to be, I say probably because it's not written in stone, but I'll be writing for them again. Check me out on latina.com. And of course, lovesuhaiti.com is where everything Suhaiti is at. And I'm really at a crossroads, people. This is going to be my therapy. Love Suhaiti Talks of Raw today is going to be therapy session. And I'm going to sing the whole time because singing makes me happy. And hopefully my voice soothes you all wherever you're listening. I'm not singing to my full capacity because I don't know if y'all know, but I used to be in an a cappella group in high school. I used to sing doom, 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 da, da. Girls to men. Actually, no, girls to women. Imagine girls to men. Then I would sound like this. That's not what it was. That's not what it was. So, yeah, I just cried yesterday. I cried. Boo was at the gym. Baby was sleeping. And I just went into the room and I just pouted and cried into my pillow like a telenovela star. Quietly, of course, I don't want to wake the baby. And I was just so caught up with all these feelings of, I'm 38. I'm going to be 39 years old, April 16th, which is, oh my God, like 3 weeks away, 3.5 weeks away. And I feel like at this point in my life, almost 39, basically 40, shouldn't I like have more of my shit together? I don't feel like I'm gonna almost be 40. I've always had like a really young energy. I wonder if any of y'all can relate. Like, I don't have an old soul. I'm someone who always has, I look younger than I am. Thank God. Thank you, Latin jeans, melanin. But it's just, everyone knows that when you're of a certain age, you should, or they expect you to like figure it out, know yourself, know what you want. And that's the goal, right? The goal is to not be lost and constantly reinventing yourself, right? You want to get a grip and a hold of yourself by the time that you're 40. That's 40 is like the magic number, I think, especially for women. Like, they always say, oh my God, when you're 40, you're fabulous. 40 is like the best time. Oh, you know yourself. You're so secure and confident. But and if you're not, does that mean there's something wrong with you? Is there something wrong with me? Listen, I'm a confident girl. Woman. Mujer. Okay? Mujeres hembras. Mujer. I'm a confident woman. But I have my insecurities. I have my doubts. And I guess that's the beauty of life, right? You're not, no one's perfect. I don't think there's any age where you just got your shit together. I think you'll have your shit together to a point, and then life gets in the way and is like, bam, psych, figure it out again, homie. That's basically what happened to me. 2005, 2006 were amazing years for me professionally, personally too. You know, like me and Dave moved in together. We got engaged. I was pregnant. I was working for Latina as a love and sex expert. My website, lovesuhaiti.com, was doing amazing. I had my show on SiriusXM about love, sex, and relationships. Everything was just like falling into place. And then I have the baby and bang, like life gets in the way and life, it doesn't even get in the way. Life happens and we can't control it. And I believe these things happen to test us and shake our core values and shake our fortitude, our faith in God, and really clarity. And I think that's why I was sobbing in my room, because I have clarity. I know what I want my life to look like at 40, right? Which is right around the corner. And I feel so far, even though I'm not. And I think we just have a hard time looking at the positive. And I'm a very positive person. But when the chips are down or where you're trying to pick up the pieces again after a rough patch, isn't it really difficult to just kind of say, but hey, I have this and this and that. Like, I try not to focus on what I lack. But man, it's easy to focus on what we lack. It's much easier focusing on what we lack versus what we have. And I have so much greatness in my life. But I said a but, right? The other shoe had to drop. But there's so much more that I want to achieve professionally and so much more that I want to achieve personally. I mean, I would love to hear from you all. Please tweet me, post on Instagram. I think I'm going to put a graphic on Instagram. This is something that I thought about after bawling like a telenovela star on my pillow. I should have just ran to the bathroom, the shower, and opened the shower and just sank in a corner and be like, that's what I should have done. to let. I actually believe that crying is really healthy. I don't know if y'all remember that episode of Everybody Loves Raymond when Raymond's wife, I forgot her name completely. Her real name in real life is Patricia Heaton. But her character just needed to have a crying day. And once a week, like, she would have a crying day. And one time of that week, Ray came home, because I guess it was like something that he did every week. He went to the gym or whatever it was, or went to play golf. And he came home and he looked through the window of the home, and she was sobbing in a corner, and he thought he did something wrong. And no, she just said, I just need sometimes a day to cry and just let it all out. And maybe it's a woman thing. Maybe it's not a woman thing. Maybe it's a Suhaiti and whatever her name on Everybody Loves Raymond was. Maybe that's what it is. But all I know is that, you know, we all go through periods of times when we're questioning where we are in life. So I do want to encourage you all to not only follow me on social media at Love Suhaiti, but also to tweet me, email me, suhaiti@lovesuhaiti.com, and answer this question, which I will be posting on Instagram. If you had all the resources in the world, what would you do? And I'm not talking just only professionally, because I tend to think professionally first, but now that I have a family, it's a very different mentality. You know, when it was just me by myself, when you're single and you're by yourself, you can go cross country and move away. You can travel. You can quit your job. You can do so much. When you have a family, and that's the other pressure, I think, that I'm feeling, that many of you can relate to, I almost feel like I have to give up on a lot of my dreams because I have a family. Because I have a baby, because I have a partner who depends on me to be strong so we can be strong together, depends on me for me to be successful, not on me, but for me to be successful so we can both be successful together as a unit for our son, for our future kids if we have any. So if you had all the resources in the world, what would you do? I know the answer to that question. And today, I don't know if I'm going to talk about love and sex. Usually I talk about sex, but this is Love Suhaiti Talks of Raw. And I just want to talk about anything and everything that moves you and moves me and really creates either havoc or love or passion in our lives. That's what this podcast is all about. I've always done the love, sex, and relationship stuff, but there's so much more to me than love, sex, and relationships. Yes, I love the content. I love being a love guru, a sex expert, whatever you want to call me. It has opened so many doors, this avenue, and I'm very blessed to do what I do and love it, even though sometimes it's rough because financially it's so up and down when you're in the industry. But yes, today I just really wanted to come and talk about unfulfilled desires, unfulfilled dreams, and that was why I was crying. That's why I was crying last night, because I'm kind of stuck right now in terms of what my next move is professionally. Because I don't have the radio show anymore. And yes, I'm talking to Latina, but it's a different type of contract. So I won't be as prominent on the site. And you know, this might be a good thing. I think this is where my positivity comes in. This is where your positivity needs to come in. When life happens, the opportunities that come your way or don't come your way, sometimes they're not supposed to be for you. And I try to always stick with that mantra. Si Dios lo quiere, eso me lo va a presentar, you know, in English. If God wants it for me, he's going to present it to me. Si no me conviene, no me lo va a dar. How do you say conviene? My Spanglish is coming out. Ay, Dios mío, my Dominicanness. If it isn't good for me, because I don't know how to say conviene. If it isn't good for me, then God isn't going to give it to me. And I have to remember that, and you have to remember that, whether it's personally and professionally, you know, you might want something so bad, and then you get it, whether it's a relationship, sex, whatever it is, a career, and then get it and be like, damn, wah, 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 it really isn't what I expected it to be, or it comes in a different form, and you're not really digging it. And I think that's what's happening with my career. And that's where clarity comes in, which is what I spoke about earlier, about when you are almost 40, you're supposed to have this clarity. But how are you supposed to have this clarity if life is ever changing and what you want always changes? And then you have what you want and then you're like, I kind of don't want it this way. I want it a little bit this way. But that's the beauty of life. We have more chances to try again and to continue if we are alive and breathing and healthy. Thank God that hopefully you are. I am. But there's another chance to not start over, but to try something new, to try again. And I needed this pep talk. I'm giving you a pep talk. I'm giving myself a pep talk Because, yes, I am afraid that because I am a mother and because I am a fiancé, future wife, I can't fulfill my dreams professionally anymore. Not in the way that I imagined them. And the way I imagined them were big. They were huge. And I imagined them all at once. I am an Aries. My birthday's April 16th, as I said earlier. For all you Aries out there, you probably understand what I'm talking about. Anybody who is a fire sign, for real, you know what I'm talking about. I'm all about doing a little bit of everything. Creatives, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I have my hand in five pockets, and I only have two hands, and I have my hands in five pockets with the pinky and the thumb and the index on each hand. So, can I do it all? And I ask this question to myself, and I know other mothers and just women in general ask themselves this. Can I do it all? I always say that if I had the power to clone myself, I would. If I could be like that lamb, was it a lamb that was cloned back in the day? I think she died, so I don't want to be like the lamb. But if I could successfully clone myself, or if I just had more time on this earth. Actually, I'm going to live to like 200, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I have so much time. It's more about money. And I have a very interesting relationship with money. Most people have a very interesting relationship with money. If there wasn't such an emphasis on money and making money and life wasn't so expensive, especially in New York City, New Yorkers, holla at me. It is tough to live in the city and be creative. It's tough to live in the city and be middle class and like be a teacher. If you're not making six figures, $150, $200, not even $100,000, $100,000 in the city, in New York City, or even in Long Island where I live, that's like, you know, you're still like sometimes living paycheck to paycheck, especially if you have kids and you own a home. So the fact that money is such a factor with work, well, you want to get paid for what you do. But I sometimes wish that like we could get paid and live our lives. Like I could pay a mortgage with like writing. I could pay to get my hair colored and cut with a funny anecdote that I tell the ladies in the salon. I'm talking like this because they're all white. So this is my white accent. Actually, no, I don't know what accent that was, but it definitely wasn't white. So money is what makes the world go round, and it's supposed to make the world go round, so they say. I have a hard time accepting that because if money is the factor, which is always, it is always a factor, but if it's the primary factor, that's when you find people who are working and they're unhappy, are working in a career and they're unfulfilled. They decided to get a degree in what, you know, management and business or whatever, because even though they love to write or they love to be on video or produce content, they know that that's not where the money is. And then they go to work 40 hours, sometimes 50 to 60 hours a week, depending on your industry. You have a long ass commute home in the city. A lot of people commute from like the city to New Jersey, the city to Long Island. Boston people do the same thing. Miami do the same thing. People, LA, there's like the freaking 405. It's like hour and a half commute because of traffic, right? And then you're home by like 7 o'clock. If you have a family or you have a man or a girl that you want to spend time with, you're so pooped. Because you got to get up the next morning at like 5, 6 in the morning to do it all over again. And to do it all over again with a job and a career that you freaking loathe. If you know what I'm talking about and you're living this right now, holler at me at Love Sue Haiti on social media. I'm really curious what everyone thinks and feels about this topic, about unfulfilled dreams, unfulfilled fantasies, having to compromise for a family, having to be selfless, because it's all about being selfless. When I was 20, how old was I? I don't even remember. When I was 24, I went to grad school in South Jersey. And I said, you know what? Nobody's here in New York to hold me back, so I'm going to go. When I graduated at 26, I was looking at jobs and applying for editing jobs in Miami. Because I'm like, I don't got a man. I don't have kids. I can go wherever I want. At 30-something, I think it was 35, I went to LA for a summer. And nobody was holding me back. The following year, I moved there and I was there for an entire year. You know, like not being in a relationship or even being in a relationship, but like not something that was super serious, like not a marriage, not a really committed long-term relationship. It makes you free. Not having kids is freeing. you know? And I love being a mom. I love my baby, but I am missing a part of myself. I miss the freedom of being able to get up and go to an event and somebody invites me, or go to a networking thing, or even audition for things, because I don't have a babysitter. I don't have help. How do you justify leaving your kid in a daycare just so you can go audition to something that isn't guaranteed? I can't justify that. Not to me. I can't justify it to my fiance, to Dave, you know, to have to invest money when there's no guarantee that you're gonna make money. That's hard to explain to someone who's basically holding on the household, which Dave is. You know, my industry is up and down, so he's the one that's the stable one professionally and financially. So yeah, I would love to hear what you have to say. I don't want to have unfulfilled dreams, but I was crying like a telenovela star in my bedroom, soaking the pillow with tears and snot. I had a lot of snot, people, because I cry like that. De los hoyos. Eyes, snot. If it could come out of my mouth, it would. In my butt, it would. But it doesn't. Tears don't work like that, people. So, yeah, that's why I was crying. I just feel like I'm going to have to give something up. And I don't know if I'm ready to. And I don't know if I know I don't want to, but I don't know if I have a choice. And they say we always have a choice. In life, you always have a choice. That's what you hear. But if you don't have help, if you really need to hold the fort down, if you need cash, if you need finances, if you need to sacrifice for your family, what choice do you have but to sacrifice for your family? The only silver lining that I see, taking it back to positive, is that it doesn't have to be long term. So that's my takeaway. Yes, maybe I have unfulfilled dreams and fantasies now, but maybe, just maybe, when I'm 60 and my kid is older, I can pursue those same fantasies and dreams. Maybe. And for me, that's television, and those are things that I'm still actively pursuing, but I just don't have the time, the energy, or the money to pursue it the way I was before, because in this industry, you have to spend money to make money. That's why I'm really focusing on lovesuhiti.com, because if I'm going to invest my chavos, the little chavos I'm making right now, in anything, it's going to be in my own brand. And that's kind of what I'm learning little by little. I'm actually working with an awesome woman who's building her own brand. She already has a brand, but she doesn't have the numbers. And I'm helping her build her numbers and really build her brand and the communication of her brand, because I'm also a communication guru and I do social media, and I'm a Jacqueline of many trades, but I am good at what I do. I'm good at branding, and I'm great at manifesting. I'm great at really taking, and I say this because I am going to have a manifestation workshop, and the reality is that the workshop, the webinar on lovesuhiti.com to help you manifest the life that you want, it's not a band-aid. So I've manifested a lot professionally and personally. But again, life happens. So just because you get something that you want, it doesn't mean it's going to come the way you want it, or it's going to last. And that's what gives me solace. I manifested that SiriusXM radio show and me hosting it, me being the host of that show. I did that not only by hard work, but really, really visualizing and doing all the techniques that I'm going to teach you on the webinar in April is going to launch. So I know that I've done many, many amazing things professionally that I set out to do. They just haven't lasted. So my manifestation techniques worked. I just have to be a little bit more focused on how I manifest and what I'm really putting out into the universe. And maybe I gotta be like, FYI, PSSSSS, time frame forever. Maybe that's what I have to do. So don't give up on your dreams. I'm not giving up on my dreams. I'm taking a temporary hiatus on a few things. In the meantime, lovesuhiti.com is where I will be. Maybe latina.com, but my focus will be lovesuhiti.com. This podcast, Love Suhiti Talks of Raw, is where I'll be. Watch out for more video. Ask Suhiti is coming back, not on latina.com. I actually had Ask Suhiti. First, it was my baby, and then latina.com wanted me to do it there. So I'm taking it back and I'm doing it on lovesuhaiti.com, hopefully finding syndication. That's coming in April. Love Bites with Suhaiti is on YouTube now. I got a better camera, yo, HD. So the videos are going to be on fleek. I never say on fleek. I just wanted to sound cool for the millennials who are listening out there. So things are turning around. Things can turn around for you. It's never the end. It's never like, oh, I didn't fulfill a dream and it's over. No, you can always do it at another point in your life. Even if you're 60, even if you're 50, even if you have to change careers or do it on the side. And I respect those people. Oh my God. Last thing before I go. I so respect these entrepreneurs who have full-time jobs and have families. And even if you don't have a family, if you're working a full-time job and then you're going home and doing more work, that is bravo to you. That is hard. And it's even harder when you have to wake up in the morning and deal with some kids. So right now, that's what I'm doing. I don't have a full-time job, but I have some part-time gigs. I'm still working on the radio. On the podcast, trying to get back on radio, working a lot. I'm doing a lot by myself. You know, I don't have a team really, but it's fulfilling and I'm going to keep doing it. Even if it means getting more jobs to pay the bills and be financially free. And never sleeping ever again until Evan is like 18. And then he goes off to college. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to be drinking. And then I'm going to end up in the bathtub sobbing like a telenovela star all over again. And with that, listeners, thank you for listening to Love Suhaiti Talks of Raw. I hope you took something out of this. I know that it really helped me. I hope that I'm helping you in whatever way that I can to manifest, to have a better life, to be a better version of yourselves. And, of course, subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. I haven't asked for it before, but reviews really help. So please leave a review and stay tuned for the next episode.
Are you a Henry? It stands for High Earner, Not Rich Yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure.
Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.